As world leaders and people everywhere express their horror at the rapidly deteriorating humanitarian crisis in Zimbabwe, we, the Catholic bishops of South Africa, Botswana and Swaziland, add our voice to the cries of those who insist that no effort must be spared in ensuring that a political solution to the current impasse is found. These words by Cardinal Wilfred Napier, Archbishop of Durban and spokesman for the Southern African Catholic Bishops' Conference, are the opening words of a powerful statement released on Thursday. In the statement, the bishops urgently call on South Africa to isolate Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, whom they accuse of being willing to watch thousands of innocent people die of starvation and cholera as long as he is able to retain power. I spoke to Cardinal Napier about the document and asked him to begin by summarizing its content.
I think the main idea here is that we've reached a point in Zimbabwe where it's not a crisis any longer, it's a disaster. And it's a disaster that's man-made, in fact made by one man, and the only purpose for that disaster is he wants to cling on to power. And I think the every interest of the church is in the common good, and I think that's its definition of what good governance and a good government is. It's one that serves the common good of the people and not particular individuals or classes of individuals or groups or whatever. And I think that would be really the basis of our statement, that the common good has been completely left out of this equation in the present impasse, and that millions of people are now at the point of unbearable suffering. So we as church have to take some responsibility in calling for something to be done that's going to make a difference to that situation.
Cardinal, you also expressed your disappointment at the inability of the Southern African Development Community's leadership, including the new South African president, to make any headway. Can you tell us why?
Well, you know, when you hear somebody like the president of Botswana quite clearly saying where the blame lies and who is responsible for that situation, and the rest of SADC just keeps quiet. And if it does say anything, it says both parties are to blame. Now, there's no way that you can put the blame on the party that actually won the parliamentary election, should be now in government, but is being denied that. And instead, it's being told, share with the party that you lost, even though they have no right to those seats. And then, to make it worse, Mugabe, who won the presidential election by default, is given the moral high ground so that he must say what ministries he's going to shed and hand over to the MDC. I think, you know, this is really bad leadership from SADC. And they're supposed to be subscribing to the NEPAD principle of peer review, which means that you look at the way in which human rights are being observed or respected, and you tell your peers where they've gone wrong or where they've gone right. I think it's from that perspective that very poor leadership has been given by SADC. And our president, I think, has really missed the bus, an ideal opportunity to take a firm stand where Thabo Mbeki had resolutely refused to take one. He had an opportunity in a situation that's even much worse now than when Thabo Mbeki first began.
Yes, you're actually calling on South Africa to isolate Mugabe. And you say the South African government does now have the capacity to force Mugabe to go. How?
We have said that before, you know, that we've got a whole intelligence department. And that one of the roles of intelligence is to know where the problem areas are and what the causes of those problems are and what the possible approaches to finding a solution would be. I would therefore, once again, as I stated at that earlier occasion, that our intelligence can advise the government on those areas where pressure can be applied to the Mugabe regime without affecting the general population any worse than it is affected at the moment.
Cardinal, you also say something else that has been murmured in the past, but it hasn't really been revealed to the full. You say that some African leaders, to their shame, have felt it necessary to stand in solidarity with Mugabe against the supposed machinations of former colonial and present imperial powers. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think every time the question comes up, somebody has to be found to be blamed for the situation in Zimbabwe. And very often it is, initially it was Tony Blair and George Bush. Now it's Gordon Brown and George Bush. But nobody's looking at the actual cause of the problem. And the cause of the problem is quite clearly that there's a man here who is clinging on to power, which at the ballot box he has lost. And then when he loses that and is in danger of losing at the presidential level as well as the parliamentary level, what does he do? He mounts a reign of terror. And that's widely known. I mean, if I know it, I'm sure the South African government and all the other governments know that there was an absolute reign of terror. Anyone who had been perceived to have supported the MDC was prosecuted and persecuted and hounded out of their homes and their positions. If they were teachers, they were hounded out of their positions in the schools because they were perceived to have supported the opposition. Now, if that's going on and you're going to be blaming Tony Blair wasn't there telling those people to vote. They voted because they wanted change. And to use the argument that the colonial powers are the ones that are behind it, I think is quite dishonest.
At the end of the declaration, you openly call on President Motlanthe to stop all collusion with Mugabe. And you also say that you do so in consultation with the MDC and with civil society organizations. Does that mean you've had talks with them?
We have been at various levels in communication with various groups within Zimbabwe, either on visits up there or on visits when they've come down this side. It might not have been at the bishop's level, but there would be agencies of the bishops like the Department for Justice and Peace, our Catholic Parliamentary Office, the Liaison Office, and others who would have been carrying on these contacts on behalf of the conference. And they're the ones who would be advising us of what these associations are saying. When I visited up there with a delegation in 2005, we met with trade unionists, civil society, we met with the different church organizations, the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, the Catholic Bishops Conference, and we had a meeting with the leader of the opposition at that stage, Morgan Tsvangirai. And yes, they would have all been saying that the pressures of some kind or another need to be applied to the regime up there so as to bring about a change. And at that stage, it was about a holding of elections and allowing those elections to be free and fair. Now it is quite different. It's worse, the situation. And therefore, I think the imperative on our president to actually become more proactive finding a solution is even greater.
Your declaration comes as a very welcome event. What do you hope may happen now?
Well, we're hoping that it will be taken to heart, first of all, by our government. And then, yes, we're hoping the next step thing we're hoping is that it will be heard by the people in Zimbabwe as an expression of solidarity with them, which was one of the things that they asked us when we were up there. Please keep on letting us know that you are in solidarity, that you know what we're suffering, and that you're going to do what you can to bring about an end to that suffering. And thirdly, yes, we are hoping that international organizations, the AU, the SADC, and so on, might at least look at some of the things that we are saying and look at whether they are not the cause of the problem and deal with that cause rather than calling for a government of national unity. I don't know where they come from, and a party has clearly won the parliamentary election and then it's not free to form the government. There's something wrong there. SADC really does need to look more closely at its own principles and how it's applying them in this case.
Cardinal Napier, for those few, I hope, that maybe don't really realise what the people of Zimbabwe have been going through and are going through. Would you like, in your own words, to give us a description of the situation there?
I think the cholera has probably highlighted the situation, the plight of the people of Zimbabwe, more than anything else, any other words could have described up to this. A total breakdown in everything, the economy, the health system, the education system, the social welfare system, a breakdown in the supply of fuel, supply of electricity, of water, the most recent, and the necessities of life in very, very short supply. I think that would be a fairly, perhaps even mild description of the situation there. If I may just add a little incident, when a delegation went up on a very fleeting visit earlier this year to Zimbabwe, we arrived at the convent, and when the sister was giving us lunch, she apologized that they had no bread to offer us because the bakery wasn't able to produce any bread. Now, that's the situation where people had the resources to buy food, this was just not available. And when you get into the rural areas, it's even worse than that.
Cardinal Napier, finally, it's Christmas. Is there any Christmas message or hope that you would like us to broadcast, highlighting the plight of the people of Zimbabwe?
I think one of the things we would like to hear said to the people of Zimbabwe, number one, is that Vatican Radio expresses the solidarity of the whole Catholic community with them in their suffering. Number two, that an expression of our solidarity is our continued prayer for them, that relief will come sooner rather than later. And thirdly, that to the extent that we are able, we will try to help from a material point of view as well. And the last thing to say, of course, is that let's always remember that Christ came as a liberator from all kinds of oppression, not just the spiritual, but also the physical, political, economic, all kinds of oppression. He's a liberator from those. And it's our prayer that as the liberator, he will bring relief to the people of Zimbabwe as soon as possible.
You've been listening to Cardinal Wilfrid Napier, Archbishop of Durban and spokesman for the Southern African Catholic Bishops' Conference.